PJ podcast. Sit-in.
Well, hello, welcome to the podcast.
What have I agreed to?
We've just finished the show and a bombshell was dropped in the last break of the show. PJ is going on her first date on the TV show tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So you're actually doing your date.
Correct.
Paige has agreed to give me her FPOS card with a limit of $100 and I get to pick the outfit.
You said the other day, I don't trust you. This is me showing you.
This is huge.
I trust you because you go out and buy
What about a pantsuit?
Oh, yeah. I'd love a pantsuit.
And then no top. So it's just the jacket. And so, like, you know how, like, you'd have to tape your breasts. But you know where it's like the open.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, you don't like that?
I just don't know if I'll pull it off. Like, you've got to, I've got to give you my size as well.
What's your sizes? Let me guess. Okay.
You're getting way too into this.
I'm going to say, this is good. I'm going to say an 8 to 10.
You went a size down just because you knew that you didn't want to offend me. No, I actually am an 8 to 10.
Yeah. There you go. You're an 8 to 10.
Yeah.
And the top, medium boobs?
Oh, don't worry about boobs. Like, I'm a 10 up top.
Right,
usually.
Okay.
Well, 8 to 10.
Right, so 10 up top, 8 to 10 down the bottom. Slim fit 10.
Do you know what? 10 all over.
You want me to go 10?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Sometimes 8 though. Just depends. If it looks like a big 10, go smaller.
If it's slim cut leather pants, 10?
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. Yes.
Leather pants would be cool.
Don't.
Okay.
Like, I'm willing to go quite daring.
Oh, good.
But like cool.
Gimp suit.
Leather pants suit.
Oh, PJ doesn't have her headphones on, so she can't hear what Alex is saying. What were you saying?
Gimp suit.
He was saying like a nice one piece.
Okay.
Yeah.
Done.
You yeah.
Easy.
No,
you
just
did you say gimp suit?
No, didn't say gimp.
What's a gimp suit?
It's like a suit. It's
like a onesie?
Yeah.
With a ball in your mouth.
Yeah.
I'm excited. This will make it a bit more exciting.
Oh, well, absolutely. Sorry, you'll have to remove the ball gag. I can't hear you.
Make it cool.
I'll make it cool, mate. It'll be good.
Like, risky, but cool.
God, you want some skin showing.
No.
Skirt?
Maybe.
Knee-high boots?
Maybe.
Okay. No. I'm going to go classy.
Go classy with a bit of funk.
Right.
Where are you going to shop?
Kmart? Okay. Dottie?
Isn't great.
Dottie.
Oh, God. I think I'm going to have to up the budget a little bit.
Supre?
Dottie? Nah, do Kmart.
No, Kmart doesn't have what I'm thinking. All right, so this is going to be so good. All right, enjoy the podcast, everyone.
Oh, shit.
Obviously, tomorrow we'll reveal my little shopping spree. Oh, this is so fucking exciting. Am I allowed to get myself something while I got your FPOS card?
Shit, yeah. Okay. No, thank you. Limit of $10.
Enjoy the podcast, everyone.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Jace, often on the show we talk about some of the habits that I have. Look, I'm not shy to talk about them. I'm a little bit OCD sometimes. I have to touch door handles a lot. I have to touch light switches.
We take the piss a little bit about
yeah.
it. I know we got real heavy a few months back. We're talking about I went through depression. You were talking about how
anxiety.
You have anxiety and OCD.
Yeah.
And we muck around about it, but it is a big thing in your life, isn't it?
Yeah, and you actually are so used to it now. Like, I'll do all these things. You just completely dismiss it.
But also I'll notice, like, if you'll go, oh, God, I don't feel well, and then you will absolutely work yourself up.
Oh, 100%. When bad things happen, yeah. I'm just extra, extra OCD.
And then there's the fun times where I'll go, oh, I've got to tell you what Karen said when I ran into her. And you'll go, what? And I'll go, oh, I've forgotten. And then you'll text me.
It literally does my head in.
11:30 at night, I'm going to bed. Doo-doo.
What did Karen say?
And last at that point, I'm like, who's Karen?
I even surprised myself with one of the ones that I realized I have picked up last night.
So this is a new one?
This is a new one that I discovered.
Because you got the ones where you touch the corners.
Touch corners, touch my belly button.
If you lock a door, you go and check it because you think you've unlocked it.
I have to touch it three times. So last night, I went and caught up with a mate just down at the bar.
Yeah.
And I was a little... What?
Going back for drink after drink after drink is not an OCD thing, doc.
No, I was a little bit clumsy. And first of all, I spilled one drink. And then I spilled another drink. And I was sitting there and I was feeling really antsy. I had to deliberately spill a third drink.
You're taking the piss.
Not even taking it.
Did you tell him you were going to spill the third drink?
Yeah, fortunately he's a good mate, so he understood it. But like,
was he buying you drinks? Because I can tell you now, he wouldn't be a fan of this new whole OCD thing. I got to spill another one. Well, there's $12.
What I had to do was I had to fill up like the water glass, and I didn't fill it up too much, so it didn't cause too much of a fuss, but I had to knock it over to make it odd numbers. How bad is that? This cannot be a thing. I need to nip it in the bud.
This is how you justify a big night out. I didn't want to kiss a second guy, but you know what I'm like. Tonight was an even number thing. I couldn't just kiss the one guy.
It's not a bad excuse, actually.
Yeah. I've kissed the second. Oh, no, I'm going back to odd numbers. What's his name?
ZM's Jason PJ.
Have you ever had to have your pipes... I just said that really funny. Have you ever had to call out a plumber to clear the pipes at your house? Have you had like a
is
blocked toilet?
Metaphor?
No. Have you ever had like a blocked toilet and you've had to call out the plumbers?
Like we are talking plumbers.
Yes, absolutely.
Just the way you started. Yeah. And then went real awkward. I was like, what the hell are we talking about? Well, I'll answer both those questions. One, I've got a wife, and second, we had to call out a plumber once. You know what it turned out to be? All loose hair jammed in the pipe.
Really?
In the shower.
Oh, yeah, I've had issues with that in the past.
Yeah, and all the hair clogged it up, and it was revolting when he got it out. It looked like a dead animal, just a giant clump of hair.
Oh.
I know. We had it in the sink as well, and I bought that Drano stuff, you know, where it's like you pour it down, then you watch it just disintegrate whatever's in the pipes.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Probably really bad for the environment, but...
Yeah. The environment doesn't love it.
No.
But bloody good to watch.
Yeah,
you watch it. The water's leaking through. It's eating away. Whatever's in there, it's gone.
There's a bit of a mysterious situation going over in Switzerland at the moment.
Right.
Basically, a whole lot of cut-up European notes have been found in the toilet.
Money.
Yeah, like a whole lot of cash has been found in the pipes in a couple of streets in a neighbourhood around restaurants, near a bank, and they can't work out what it was. And they're like just literally cut up bits of notes.
Is it like
flushed down the toilet?
From a bank job, from drug deals?
Well, apparently,
it sounds dodgy.
Clues from an investigation say that the bounty once belonged to an unnamed Spanish woman who had placed the loot in a Geneva vault several years ago. So it's like next level.
Imagine being a plumber over there. Just with a big roll of sticky tape and getting out all the little bits and sticking them all back together.
Yeah, probably wouldn't work that way. It's worth a try.
Yeah. God, that'd be right. If you were a plumber, though, and you found a stack of cash that had plugged up a
pipe. That's what I want to know. Like, what kind of stuff do you find as a plumber? You must have found some pretty interesting things in the pipes.
You know what? And I'm not trying to be rude. I didn't know the job would be that crazy.
Really?
Like, if I was married to a plumber, I wouldn't be sitting there going, babe, what'd you find in the pipes today? Like, I don't think that's a conversation they have when they come home.
Should we ask them if they're listening right now?
If you want to do that, that's fine. I will be blown away if they're like, hey, you know, guess what? We found a newsie. Someone jammed a gun in there.
Of course they would have some interesting stuff.
Okay, let's do plumber chat. Blow me away.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Just flying through the calls. PJ wants to do plumbers chat.
Yeah, plumbers chat. We want to know what you found in your pipes after some stories making headlines from Switzerland, and basically a whole bunch of cash notes have been found in the pipes.
Don't get me wrong. That's cool. Like, I like that. That's
cool.
But
they've been chopped up.
Someone's out there, you know, laundering money and stuff like that. That's cool. I just don't know if we're going to get that here.
Yeah, but it's worth a try, right?
0800 dials at M. What have you found in your pipes?
Hey, Katie.
Hi there.
What did you find?
Not myself personally, but my dad is a plumber.
Yeah.
And he was renovating a house in, I think, Herne Bay or one of those swanky suburbs.
Yeah.
And they found a lost engagement ring.
Really?
Was he called out to find the engagement ring, or did he just find it?
No, they had a blockage in their pipes. And it was found in amongst all, like you said, hair and all of the other crap that gets washed down. And
so Katie.
They'd actually thought it had been stolen and so went through and did like an insurance claim. And
so
then it was just in the bottom of their loo pipe or wherever it was.
Let's get to the guts. Did he keep it?
No. He didn't keep it.
Gotcha. No,
always
nor would
happens,
you.
Always with like wedding rings and engagement rings. Don't they always drop it down when they're doing the washing?
Yeah. Or
like in the kitchen?
Yeah, or there's a fight and the girl takes it off and throws it down the toilet and flushes it.
Dane, welcome to the show. What did you find in your pipes?
I'm a plumber. Like, I've been a plumber for nearly 45 years. And the stuff that I've found in pipes is unbelievable. I've found fingers, toes,
no!
money.
Whoa!
Dane, stop.
When I was working over the States, I found... $7,000 in the pipes.
What?
Yep, that was my payday and my flight home.
Dane,
found all sorts of things. tools,
Dane,
weapons.
Dane,
you've brushed over some pretty significant facts
can
here.
Can we go back to the finger?
the context, tell us more.
Well, the finger looked like it'd been, like, it wasn't fully cut off properly by the looks of it. It looked like it'd been severed in quite a weird, ugly way.
Yeah, right.
And
they just called you out for something, like, completely unrelated to, like, it wasn't a nine-finger client.
Got called out for a blockage and,
Found a toe.
Next minute, in the middle of a blockage is a human finger and a thumb.
And then did you say you found weapons as well?
Yep, found machetes and pipes.
Oh my god!
This is all over in Australia, over in America. So,
yeah.
I've found ammunition in the pipe, shotgun shells.
I get it.
Did you go in with protective gear, knowing the things that can be down there?
Well, I just wonder how many flushes you've got to do to put a sawn-off shotgun down the sawn-off shotgun down the pipe. You know what I mean?
It was more of a water main, so like some of the pipes are actually quite big, so people stash things down pipes so they don't realise it's going to block them up.
We're not talking about your average dunny pipes.
Yeah, Paige and I are sitting here thinking a two-bedroom apartment's got, you know, 7K, a finger and a shotgun down there, and we're like, this is insane. What is going on?
Jason PJ, the podcast. CDM stopped cold. Play.
Afternoon, Jace and PJ. We got the ultimate trip up for grabs. Thanks to Air New Zealand's Grab a Seat. Loads of deals to loads of destinations, including going over to LA to catch these guys live. I'm talking the lads of Coldplay.
I love them so much. If you haven't seen them before, I think I cried about 3 times during their gig.
Is that bad?
No, it's amazing.
Okay. I spent so much on tickets. Hey, Catherine, how are you?
I'm good. How are you going, guys?
We're good.
Ever been to LA?
Never been to LA. I've been to Coldplay before, just this year. Was it this year?
Oh, maybe.
They're amazing.
Did you cry as well, Catherine?
Pretty much.
Right. Well, they're better in LA, they say. They say they actually save their best for LA. So all you have to do to go on the running for this trip and get on the standby list is finish the lyrics. This might help you actually have been to a Coldplay concert.
Yes.
Which is good.
Yeah.
What song? Doesn't mean I sang the right words.
Right, okay.
Back yourself.
What song are we going with?
We're going with The Scientist.
Okay, so where Coldplay stops, you need to pick it up. Good luck. Here we go.
Nobody said it was easy. No.
Take me back to the start.
An initial choke, but you got there, Catherine.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's funny, Chris Martin was going to go with Old Ship, but he thought I'll Take Me Back to the Start was better. So,
yay!
Mate, you are on the standby list for that. We're going to be drawing it very soon, so keep an ear out over the next couple of days, okay?
Hey, beautiful. Thank you.
No worries.
Get on you, mate.
Another shot to get in the running. Make sure you're listening tomorrow morning with Fletch, Vaughan and Megan and all day while you work with Belle as well.
I can play that Coldplay song on the piano. Don't want to break.
Okay, set up the piano.
No.
Two songs.
I used to be able to. Oh,
live
no.
recital coming up next.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
We are a show of integrity, dare I say.
You are.
Like, I don't want to be known as one of those radio shows that make false claims.
Well, we haven't done that, that's for sure.
Would you agree?
Look, I made a flippant comment before.
Hang on. I got it on tape. We just did our Coldplay contest, giving you a shot to go on the standby list to go and see him in LA. PJ made this, this was the song we played.
Nobody said it was.
And then PJ made this massive call.
I can play that Coldplay song on the piano. Don't want to break.
Okay, set up the piano.
No.
Two songs.
I used to be able to.
Recital coming up next. Who would have thought we still had the piano in the studio?
Oh, my heart's beating really fast. I used to only know a couple of songs, and this was one of them, but I haven't played it in ages, and it's going to be really rusty, and I'm really nervous.
Sorry, what'd you say?
I can play that Coldplay song on the piano.
Sorry?
I can play that Coldplay song on the piano.
Shut up! I'm hearing you. That's how I feel all the time. You've done this with clocks before.
I have, and I surprised you guys, and now I feel the pressure. Like, that was always my golden girl song. Like, that was the best song I could play. I can play that Coldplay song on the piano.
Oh,
stop it!
You didn't say, I think I can.
Okay.
You were like, I can. So right now, I'd like everyone around New Zealand to close their eyes.
I'm freaking nervous.
Unless you're driving. Keep one eye open. Imagine you are in Hollywood. They come on stage. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Martin and Coldplay. Let me compare.
Here we go, here we go. Shh.
PJ's live recital, getting you home. Oh, no, please, clocks.
Okay, okay.
Clocks to take us to the take us to the break.
But more upbeat, eh?
Go for it. Afternoon, Jason and PJ, getting you home.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Hey, Tony, give us the facts.
All right, so this is where we do a bit of stereotyping. You give us a call, 0800-DELZM. Tell us the facts, so your name, your age, and your occupation. And today, we're going to try and guess what is your favourite artist.
I'm not great with music.
Ah, you'll be great. You've been on radio for years.
Okay, mate.
For a couple of years. Not that long.
Caller one, give us the facts.
I'm 19. I'm a dance teacher and a dancer.
And what's your name?
Chelsea.
Chelsea.
Dance teacher. So she likes the beat. I don't know why, but I've just gone straight to Drake.
I went straight to J-Lo. That's
19, Jason.
Okay, all right. Hang there for a sec. 19.
Justin Bieber.
One sec. Would you use this artist in your routines?
Yes.
Yeah. Bieber. It'll be Bieber.
Do you reckon Biebs? Yeah. I reckon it's the Biebs.
It won't be Ariana Grande because she's more...
Oh, could be.
No. Bieber's more dance. Bieber's got more of a beat to him.
Or is it Drake?
It's not Drake. I'm telling you now, it's not Drake.
It could be.
Hang on. How long have you loved this artist?
Since I started dancing.
What, three?
I started about 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
10 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, it's not. Oh, I don't know now if it's Biebs.
Oh, careful. Hang on. When did Biebs come on the scene?
Check that. Has it been 10 years?
Wait, what are we now? Yeah. Oh, actually, would it been about...
Yeah, she would have fallen in love with him when she was like 9, grown up with him.
Yeah, let's just go with
that. All right. Is your favourite artist Justin Bieber?
No, it's Beyoncé.
Oh, of course.
Beyoncé, the queen of dancing.
Damn it.
Sorry. Right. Chelsea.
I can tell you.
I just got caller number one up on the
Sorry. Sorry, I've forgotten your name.
Caller number two, give us the facts.
Oh, hello.
Hey, mate.
Oh, my name's Bruce.
Hey, yep. Bruce.
And what do you want on me? Oh, I'm 64.
Right.
Yep.
And I'm, a builder.
Right.
Okay. All right. So
do you still listen to this artist now, Bruce?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. All right.
Rolling Stones.
And hang on, what age were you when you started listening to this artist?
When they first begun.
Yeah, they. It's the Stones.
Okay,
Rolling
hang there.
Stones.
Just
lock it in, baby.
Before you, really?
Yeah.
He's 64. That's why you're jumping in.
Not,
on the Stones.
Not necessarily. When they first started.
Maybe he's a cool 64-year-old.
The Stones are the coolest.
Yeah, I know, but...
Okay.
Could be the Stones.
Who
else is like old?
AC/DC. What about like AC/DC heavy out on like the...
Queen? Be AC/DC over Queen. Hang on, did you ever go to one of their concerts?
Oh, hell yes.
Right, okay.
Okay, yeah. He's...
You too?
Oh, no.
Oh, I hung up on him. Oh no!
Get him back.
I'm sorry, I hung up on him. That was fat fingers. That was me. It was the excitement of thinking it could be you too. I think it's.
I don't think it's you too. I think it's a bit more hardcore. I think AC/DC
or the Stones.
Or the Stones.
I think we go the Stones. I'm happy to go the Stones. If that's what you want to do, you want to go the Stones?
Yeah, let's go the Stones.
Okay, hang on. Have we got him back? Excellent. You there? All right, hang on.
Bruce.
Yeah.
We're locking in AC/DC. Are we right?
No.
Who was it?
Mark Knopfler, Dire Straits.
Oh, Dire Straits.
That was my next guess.
Damn it.
It wasn't.
Damn it.
Dire Straits.
Damn it.
Really?
Okay, caller number three. Bring home the bacon. Give us the facts.
Hi there, guys. My name is Tina. I'm 46, and I am a makeup artist and a Zumba instructor.
Oh, the Stones.
No, J-Lo. J-Lo.
Hang on. How long have you liked this artist?
Since I was a teenager.
Oh.
See, J-Lo's very Zumba.
I use a lot of J-Lo and Zumba.
But it's not J-Lo. Okay.
No.
Okay, since you're a teenager.
Since you're a teenager.
46, nearly 50.
Do you use this artist in the Zumba class?
I have done, but
not normally.
What about Prince?
Very often.
Oh, sexy Zumba.
Oh, Alex is like, what about like George Michael?
George Michael's
George
good.
George Michael.
George Michael's.
Oh, no, we close.
George Michael's got Zumba written all over him. No, Elton. Elton John. Would it be Elton? No, too cruisy. What could she have used in a Zumba class once, but she wouldn't go back there?
Bowie. No.
No. I'm thinking Prince too. I'm feeling.
Should we just Prince? Lock in Prince? Michael Jackson. Dancing. Yes. Michael Jackson.
That's a big call. Do you want to go?
Yep.
Is it Michael Jackson?
Yes, it is.
Yes! You guessed that on Alex's facials.
I've been reading Alex's face. He's like, ooh. It's like he's watching a thriller film.
It's because he moonwalked past the window. It was a dead giveaway. We're like, oh, of course. That's what he never moonwalks past the window. All right, so you like a bit of... Okay, well, thanks for playing, mate.
No worries.
And really, Michael Jackson didn't work in Zumba class.
No, I do have a Michael Jackson mix that I use for warm-up, and
right.
I use the song of his for a cool-down, but not
Oh, you're
of
nice.
Course,
yeah,
course.
Right. Like Man in the Mirror as you warm down and Beat It as you walk up.
Close.
Yeah, cool. That's why I'm not a teacher.
Also, that's why you don't often get in conversations with people, because they end bloody awkwardly.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Jason, I'm doing something tomorrow, or at least sometime this week, and it's the first time I've done this thing in many, many years. I'm a little bit anxious.
Mate, I do washing every day, and when you get used to it...
I washed the other day, thank you very much.
All right, okay.
I'm going to the tip. The dump.
Oh, I love the dump.
I used to love the dump back in the day. I remember I used to go to the dump near Methven where I grew up, which was a small town.
Yeah.
But I'm scared.
Would you do
that
with Leo, your dad, or would you just
do it with my grandmother, Granny Jo? We'd go down to the dump, and it would always be really cool stuff there.
Because back in the old day, you used to be able to take stuff as well.
Yeah.
You back the car. No. How long has it been since you've been to the dump?
Quite a while.
Was the dump outside or inside last time you went?
Outside.
No. Oh, poor Polly.
That's the thing. I'm a bit scared to go to the dump in the big city.
Think about all your childhood dreams.
Yeah.
They're about to be smashed.
Why?
It's not fun anymore.
Why not?
So now when you go to the dump, right, it's just, dare I say.
Is it quite ordered now?
They've commercialised it.
Right, okay. They've gone mainstream.
Find me an organic one, I'll be there. But they've commercialised it. So you go now to their waste stations, they call them. It's not even called the dump anymore.
Yeah.
You go in. And then you go into a giant shed and you back your car up and you dump all the crap out.
Mm.
There's signs everywhere saying you're not allowed to take anything.
Why not?
And it's 2017.
Yeah, right,
you're not,
okay.
No bin diving at the dump.
Right, okay.
And then tractors push all the crap into trucks and then they take them off to some magical place.
Because I'm a little bit concerned. I told my mate over the weekend that I was going to go to the dump and they're like, really? It's more than a one-person job.
What are you taking? What are you getting rid of?
Just everything. Not everything, but I've just got a whole lot of clutter that cannot be used anymore. It's just rubbish.
Yeah, right.
And a whole lot of just throwaway stuff.
I'll tell you what I'm concerned about.
What?
Because what happens when you drive in to the giant warehouse, right?
Are you scared to drive in and never come out?
No, what I'm scared of is the guy in the tractor is going to push your car into the truck, thinking that's a piece of shit.
Actually,
you're
that would be an easy way of getting rid of it.
Don't get out of your car and leave it. They'll think that's going in as well, mate.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
A rather disturbing story coming out from overseas today.
What part of the world?
Oh, that's a great question, Jason. It hasn't actually specified.
So I've got this story from the New York Times.
In Berkshire.
Really?
Is that in the UK?
Yep.
Let's go with that. Anyway, so basically there's a woman who has been attending every funeral at her local church for the last 14 years. Now,
she's she's part of the parish? She goes along to support it?
Incorrect. It's been revealed that she's actually been attending all of these funerals because she's been tucking into the free food.
So she's heating up the wake as well.
Correct.
Oh,
correct.
Smart. She's a wake crasher.
Well, the local priest, apparently he had spoken to her about it, and she said that it was her duty to attend as many church masses as possible. And he said, well, how can I disagree with that?
Yeah.
But recently it really has been noted that at these services, she's just been tucking into all the food.
Because the thing is, and speaking from experience, because I was an altar boy for 3 years.
Here we go.
What? I'm a man of the church.
How old were you when you wrapped up?
Maybe 15 to 17. Probably explains why I was a late bloomer when it comes to girls.
Yeah, right.
It didn't help.
Yep.
Nice gown. Hey, can I have your number? No. There'd be local seniors that would just come to every mass.
Right.
Because it was their way of supporting the church.
Yeah, no, she's not in that position. No,
well,
no, no.
She is, but she's like, well, I'm hanging around for the pastries.
Yeah. Well, the priest feels like he can't say, you can't come here.
Here's one for you.
Mm.
She'd be very well equipped to handle any catering question when it comes to a wake. Do you know what I mean? Like, she would have seen
well
it all.
She'd be well informed.
She would have seen it all. Like, I know, what would you expect to get at my wake?
Egg sandwich. Oh, at your
God,
wake. No.
If anything, that's what's going to kill me. If catering on like that, I'll die twice.
You'd have little tubs of salted caramel ice cream for everyone.
Little Coho Road salted
caramel. Yeah, and maybe like some mini pizza bites or something, I don't know.
Yeah, little
burgers.
Little savouries. I'd want you to remember me with a miniature pie.
All the food would be hot, and if there was cold food, you would be asked to leave.
Oh, I'd wake up. I'd be like, they'd go, you hear that tapping? You'd open the coffin, you'd see me going, what's with this cheese platter? What's this? Brie?
See, cheese platter, I wouldn't expect.
No, God, no. No, mine would be dipping sauce, little savouries.
Yep.
See, I wouldn't expect a cheese platter at a wake.
No.
Fairy bread.
Maybe.
No, God, no, not at a wake.
Why not?
Fairy bread's a party food.
Yeah,
fairy bread's
but sometimes
fun.
It is a celebration, you know?
You're not. Next you'll roll out chocolate crackles. Everyone biting into those, going, it's the way you'd want to be remembered.
Then lose a tooth in the process.
No, mate, no. Like, a wake's got to be boring food or food that matches that person.
See, I think of asparagus rolls.
Oh, yes.
Typically.
The food you don't want to eat.
Mm.
And the food's shit, but you blame being sad on not eating.
Yeah, and then
Why aren't you eating? Oh, you're sad. Yep, that, and you served asparagus rolls. I'll wait $100 at him. This is going to be really random. Have you been to an occasion where the food didn't really match the occasion? Like, it was a wedding with fairy bread. Or hot dogs at a wake. Like, you wouldn't expect hot dogs.
Yeah, but, oh, see, I think hot dogs would be great at a wake.
No, mate. Next you'll have a chocolate fountain at a funeral. Lower him into the ground. Oh, got some chocolate on the casket. Like, that doesn't match. You know what I mean?
This is such a random topic.
It doesn't have to be.
What are we talking about?
Well, it's like having a pig spit roast at a second birthday party. Like,
yeah,
that wouldn't be expected.
That's random.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Just a giant pig head there cooking over coals. Let's play Pass the Parcel. Watch out for the pig.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Bit of a random one this afternoon. We want to know, when did the occasion and the food being served not mix?
On the text machine, I went to a wedding and it was catered by Mexicali Fresh. It was actually epic and perfect for their style.
I would not expect that.
Nah.
I would not expect that. Hang on, did they have like the whole thing set up?
Yeah, I'm assuming so.
Or was it pre-made?
Oh, I'd say it was probably pre-made.
Yeah, right. Well, that sucks because you can't make, you know, say if you don't like guac. I mean, that's already
I'd say you can probably choose to have the guac. Like
margaritas?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you don't know that. You just said yes. You don't
I'm just thinking of what I see when I walk into Mexicali, the margarita machine.
Okay.
Guacamole. Renee, hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. What was the occasion? What was the food?
It was a backyard wedding and expectations were pretty low because when she walked up the aisle, it was just the path to the washing line. there was cocktail sausages with tomato sauce.
Oh, Cheerios.
I love them.
Cheerios. Party pies.
But see,
little mini savouries.
Yeah. That's like an eighth birthday party food.
It was cake, fully catered with kids' birthday party food, cakes.
Also,
cakes,
you know what? It sounds like it sounds like they got the assortment box. You know when you get four pies, four sausage rolls, and four little quiches?
And the potato toast as well.
Yeah. Everybody takes the little quiche one first.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Little parcels of goodness. All right, 0800 dials ZM to join us.
Simon, what about you? What was the occasion and what was the food?
I was at a funeral and we had party pies, Cheerios and fairy bread.
They really did. We said this as a joke.
That's comfort food though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got to be comfort food.
Got to be comfort food.
Yeah, but I don't know. Fairy bread is, you know.
Oh, it's pretty comforting.
It was requested.
Oh, was
it? By the person that passed?
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's special.
It's also, they're not eating it.
It's all she wanted.
Okay, hey, I'm not here to argue. If it worked, it worked. No, you've got a point. All right. Sorry for your loss. Oh, it's awkward. Look, what a, that's awkward.
Hello, Naomi. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Before we go on, if you want fairy bread at your funeral, you can have fairy bread. If you want to be buried in hundreds and thousands, go all the way. Alex?
Would you be okay with people with, like, cold food being served at your funeral?
No.
What kind of question is that?
Yeah, come on, mate.
Naomi, what about you?
I went to a wedding about 12 years ago and there was KFC.
Oh, that's good.
Like, actually for the meal?
That's good.
It was an afternoon tea and they just had lots of different bits and pieces, but KFC, there was lots of KFC.
I wonder if it's like, because being the bridal table, you know how they get looked after first. I bet they all took the wings. And then the bucket came around to the other table and everyone's like, you left me the legs.
Does it come with potato and gravy or does it just come with the sort of...
No, they'd have sides. I'm sure there were sides. Was there sides?
Oh, no, there weren't any sides. It was just chicken.
Just chicken.
Oh, not even the 20 nuggets for $10?
No way. Oh.
What about the coleslaw?
Okay, we milked it. Okay. Like we went through the sides. Right, we went to the nuggets. You know what I mean? The Jason PJ Podcast. I don't mean to be rude, but when you were in a long-term relationship, did you guys ever do any banking or anything like that together?
No.
You haven't got to that point in your life?
No, I've never been that committed in a relationship that I've shared a bank account.
Yeah, right. Because after, I would say, the year and a half mark, when you start moving in together, you start adulting together.
Yeah. Life is conjoined.
Exactly. And in a relationship, you always find one partner stronger with different aspects. Like
particularly finance. There's always an obviously capable financial person in the relationship.
That is not me.
Same.
I do not have my net bank codes.
No.
You've seen me. If I need to borrow money, I have to ring Lou and ask her to transfer money.
Yeah.
The amount of times I've been to the counter going, please swipe, approved, yes, because this is going to be degrading.
But you need it, and at the end of the day, you're so thankful.
Oh, yeah, because I know I would just, whatever's in the account I'd spend. Yep. I'd be like a three-year-old. I'd buy Lego, I don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to paperwork, Lou deals with most of that as well.
Mm.
The other day, because she works here in the building, the other day when I arrived at work, she goes, because I gave her the car keys, and she goes, thanks, babe. Oh, here, sign here. And I'm like, okay, and sign here, and initial here. And I'm like, no worries. And I said, what's that? She goes, don't worry. And I'm like, okay, bye. And she walked away. Then today,
particularly it's your wife.
I was like, what's this? And then she was like, I'll tell you later. I'm going to a meeting, probably with the lawyer. Then she rang me today and she goes, babe, can you answer your phone? Someone's going to ring you in 10 minutes and you just need to authorize me accessing your account and they're going to give you a username and a password. Can you just email it to me straight away?
What is she doing?
And I'm like, okay, no worries. And I hung up, and again, this guy rang me. I don't know where he was from. And I'm like, yep, gave him all my details. He gave me the codes, and I emailed them to Lou.
Is she plotting?
I'm not sure. It's really just dawned on me now going, I don't know if I've signed divorce papers or life insurance.
Surely there's more to divorce papers than just one bit of paper.
I don't know. Maybe she's got me to sign them over a time period. Maybe the rates bill I signed the other week wasn't a bloody rates bill.
It's quite concerning that you didn't blink an eyelid and you just went and signed
this
bit of
paper. That's what you do. Couples do it.
Oh, mate, I do it even if someone just hands me a bit of paper.
Exactly.
I don't even have a partner.
I'm not going to sit there and say to her, oh, can you run me through what this 8-page document's about?
Can I see the fine print?
I don't care. God, I used to, this is bad. I don't know if it's legal. Here's a hypothetical for you.
Okay.
I used to work with a girl in Brisbane.
Hypothetically.
Right. And she used to have a habit of buying houses. Right.
What?
So they weren't rich. That was the thing. Her partner is a chippy.
Yeah.
So she would buy reno jobs and then be like, Scott, we need to do up the house. And he'd be like, oh, have you bought another house? We're in more debt. But I could do his signature.
Jason.
And she would come to me and go, can you sign these? And I'm like, what are they? And she goes, oh, I'm buying another house. don't worry, it's just easier this
way. But you didn't even do it with his...
And I signed it.
You're right. I don't think that's legal.
Lucky, that was a hypothetical.
Definitely hypothetical.
So if I'm not here tomorrow and Lou's rolling around in a Merc, we know why.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
What are you cooking?
All right, we're playing What Are You Cooking? 0800RZM is the number to join the show. You give us three ingredients and we tell you what you were cooking tonight.
Tell you what's weird. What? Daylight saving kicking in this week.
I know, I was thinking that. It's so light now, eh?
I know, and we're doing What Are You Cooking? It's daylight. It's a bit
weird. Yeah, it does feel weird. What are you cooking? You may as well just be saying, what are you having for afternoon tea?
All right, give us a ring. Emily, welcome to What Are You Cooking?
I'm cooking kidney beans, lettuce, and sour cream.
Oh, okay.
God, you're straight into it, aren't you?
Kidney beans.
Please hold.
Lettuce and sour cream. I know the genre of food we are in.
We're in the Mexican realm.
Oh, we are in the Mexican realm for show.
Andale.
I want to say like a taco salad.
Like those, what's those like bowls big, we get at Mexicali?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking right now. But
so wait on, kidney beans?
Yeah.
It'll be enchiladas.
Nah, it'll be a tortilla. Or is an enchilada just an oversized tortilla?
I think the enchilada is a rolled tortilla wrap just
really
in the oven.
We're really exposing our lack of knowledge of the Mexican cuisine.
Yeah. Like enchilada goes in the oven.
Oh, yes, it does.
I don't know where the lettuce comes in.
So it's either a taco or a tortilla then? I think it's a tortilla.
Taco.
Really?
It's a taco or tortilla.
Okay, it's a taco. It's a Taco Tuesday.
Emily, are you doing Taco Tuesday?
No.
What are you cooking?
Burritos.
Oh, damn it.
Same bloody thing. Like,
taco's like the burrito's nephew.
It's the burrito's nephew. It's the same family, mate. Come on. All right, we're sort of in the genre, at least.
Annalise, welcome along to What Are You Cooking?
I have mince, tomatoes and peas.
Okay, you're up for a chat as well. Mince. Not even a hello.
They want to get home and cook it.
Hey, mince. Jason, PJ, nice to meet you. Listen to the show. Sorry. Oh, no, you're right, mate.
So, wait, it was mince, tomatoes and peas?
Yeah, and no hello. Mince, tomato.
And no pleasantries. Okay.
Hang on, mince.
Tomatoes and peas.
I'm feeling
like a spag bowl.
I'm feeling a pie.
Who's cooking pies as we're going into summer?
Who's putting peas in a spag bowl?
I don't know. Peas go with anything.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they're pretty universal.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Or...
it's a pie.
I don't...
What? Meatloaf. Would you put tomatoes in meatloaf?
Yeah, maybe. I've never made a meatloaf. I still think it's a spag bowl.
It's not a spag bowl. I'm telling you, okay. It's not All a spag right. bowl.
Go with your gut feeling.
I don't think... Well, that'd be ice cream. I don't think it's meatloaf.
Okay, let's go pie. She's cooking a classic kiwi pie.
Are you cooking a pie?
Kind of. I'm doing a cottage pie.
Oh!
Yeah! Yeah! Yes! What do you mean kind of? Pie's in the title.
I feel like pie needs to be a pastry though.
Mate, listen, you can
define it how you want, but at the end of the day, it's got pie in it, take that.
Yeah, pie's in the bloody title. Jesus, what do you want from us?
Sorry, Jace gets quite worked up in the segment.
Well, just, you know what I mean?
All right, you win.
Oh, no, now you're throwing it to me. Now it's like a pity win. God almighty.
50%.
I like that. God, you would have enjoyed the block final the other night. You don't like a happy ending, do you? Listen to her.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
There's a lady over in the US making headlines. She is a Playboy model. Her name is Jenna Bentley. Ring a bell?
No.
Oh,
unfortunately. No. I'm just trying to visualise what's happening. So I'm pretty gone there.
Right. She's a 24-year-old Playboy model. Massive following online, but she's upset her fans.
Yep.
She has size 36E natural breasts.
Wow.
Natural.
Wow.
Yeah.
That must give her really sore
Well, back. Here's the thing. I know a friend of mine who has quite large breasts and she's looking at getting a breast reduction.
Yeah.
Just purely.
No, because it's like really
purely
painful.
For back pain. Yeah, like my friend goes through massive back pain and gets acupuncture all the time. Well, anyway, this Playboy model's made headlines because she's come out, her fans are upset that she's going to get a breast reduction.
Yeah.
The reason being, she started running and doing weights. She wants
at the same time.
She wants to keep in shape, Right.
She's, wait, what do you mean? Like running, well, entering weights
I started getting into running and weight separately,
oh, okay,
right?
Right.
The other day when she was on a beach run in California, all she was wearing was a bikini and she wanted to try some fast sand running.
Well, that's silly.
Unfortunately, her breasts bounced so hard they hit her chin and made her fall down and almost knock herself out on the sand.
Oh,
she almost knocked herself out because of the force her breasts were shaking.
Oh, the poor thing.
Yeah, no one else was around. I looked down. I saw my right boob pop out and it smacked me on the chin, almost knocking me out. It knocked me off my balance and I fell over.
But at the end of the day, everyone knows it's a bad idea to go running in a bikini.
Really?
Oh, it's not good support.
They do it on Baywatch. That
yeah,
looked great.
Yeah, but that's... No, that's because you're
slow-mo.
In a red one piece.
That's
and there's
slow-mo.
Actually more support in a one piece.
That's...
That's
real.
Is
that
really,
is 100%
does
really
real. Happen?
Yep. Grace has joined the show. Hey, Grace, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. How'd you accidentally knock yourself out? Was it a breast thing as well?
No. My grandmother actually accidentally punched me in the face while she was telling me to get something from over there.
Oh, no.
And you went out cold.
Yeah, I was knocked out for like 30 seconds.
How old were you?
Yeah.
Oh, it was like last year, so 24.
Oh, my God.
Imagine walking into the room. You'd look at your grandma standing there, you on the ground, you go, well, I thought it'd be the other way around.
Yeah. We now call her Knuckles.
Yeah,
Knuckles.
As you would.
Knuckle Nana.
Proud of that one, aren't you? The Jason PJ Podcast. Jason PJ, we want to know, how did you knock yourself out? 0800 dials at M to join the show. G'day, Emma. How are you?
Hiya, I'm good.
How'd you do it?
So, like, about a month ago, I was on a trip in Hong Kong, and there was a big group of us.
Yeah.
And they were on the other side of the road. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll just cross over. It'll be fine. But I kind of ran it and probably shouldn't have. And hit the gutter and just went down. And I was out for a good couple seconds.
Oh, Ian.
And
just
on the footpath in Hong Kong.
Yeah, it was so embarrassing.
Oh, my gosh. When you woken up, you would have been terrified.
It was really scary. Like the group was there, so it was okay. And, like, the leader dude was like, oh, you know, you'll be fine.
Yeah,
so
right.
I was like, oh, my God, like.
You'll be fine. Please sign this waiver. Sign this waiver now while you're sort of coming to and you can't sue us. Thank you. Man,
exactly.
That's full on.
There's some texts coming through. I did not know this was a thing. Someone texting going, don't know if this counts, but I once blew my nose so hard that I fainted.
I've heard of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I blow my nose really hard.
Yeah, but I thought that was to get attention.
No,
like, you
no,
know
no,
when
no,
it's
no.
in a room and it'll
I
be
sound
like
an elephant when I blow my nose. another one here on the text. When I was about 9, I was in the middle of my dance exam doing step kicks from the corner. I kicked my leg so hard I knocked myself in the face and knocked myself out. Safe to say 20 years later, I haven't heard the end of it.
That's a lot of force, mate.
It's a lot of force.
Producer Alex, you've done this?
What?
Right, we can't hear you. Hit the button.
Mike.
Ali the Web Girl just told me one. She won't come on the air and say it.
Why not?
But when she was when she was back in uni,
yeah,
in the uni halls, she was having a shower with her boyfriend. Things got steamy and she knocked herself out during that.
No!
What knocked you in the head to knock you out?
better left unsaid, apparently.
Right, really? So you're passed out in the bottom of the shower.
Oh, my God. That's a fear passing out in the shower, to be honest.
I'll tell you what. And imagine coming too. He'd be leaning over. You got that in your face. Like waking up.
Oh, right.
PJ.
No. Hello, Bruce.
I admit, bad choice of words on my heart.
Hey, Bruce, how are you?
Hi, good, thanks. Hey, it wasn't me, but a guy I worked with bent over and got an electric fence across the forehead, knocked him clean out.
Bruce, you can't laugh.
He's all good though, right?
Oh, he was right after a while.
You've got a bit of him and he will laugh. Bruce, laugh again, go,
Bruce,
go.
Bruce, you're me in the future, mate. You're me. Look, he's down on an electric fence. Let me get a photo.
Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3 on City.